Welcome to the Data Life podcast. This is a short episode about my observation while reading blogs and hearing people talk about using data science and machine learning in their projects. It is about the right way and the wrong way to do data science, and about the importance of business impact in machine learning and data science projects. So welcome to this episode. When I first started in the world of data science and machine learning, I always wanted to work on the coolest technologies. Subconsciously, I guess, to show to others that I know these. Basically, deep learning for everything. Instead of truly looking to find the right solution for the problem, rather, I already had a solution in mind that involved some kind of machine learning model or neural network. Then one day, I heard this quote that made a big impact to me. Your users don't care how smart you are. Again, your users don't care how smart you are. This made a big impact on me, and after much thinking and deliberation, I realized that I had been chasing after the wrong thing. In trying to prove that I knew a certain technology, I was finding holes where they did not exist, and not really looking at the business impact or revenue value of a particular solution. Instead, what matters is the solving of the problem for the customer. The customer or the user only cares about whether his or her problem is solved, rather than whether you're using the latest or the coolest technology or not. Gradually, I started to learn this, and it has become one of the most valuable lessons I have learned in machine learning. I wanted to share this with you as well, and hopefully can be of good use for you. If building a manual hard-coded lookup table is good enough to solve the problem, just do it. Don't wait to build a machine learning model that will auto-build this table for you and might even take, say, 2 or 3 months. From business point of view, it is not worth it. You as an engineering resource might create more value in another project. So if a bunch of rules or a couple of small lines of code can solve a problem, I think it's best to go and solve the problem rather than waiting to fully build a machine learning model that will automate everything and auto build things for you. Slowly, I got interested in product development and thinking about how and when to build certain features. And that's when one of my colleagues actually recommended me this book called Inspired by Marty Kagan. It is more for product leaders, but it actually is a great read for data scientists and engineers as well. In fact, I do think that it's an essential need for all data scientists, because it just kind of talks about how you should love the problem and not the solution. So basically be obsessed with solving user problems and not trying to only use the coolest technologies possible. He also talks about other things which are great, I think, you know, like thinking about business risk, value risk, usability risk, and technical risk. So, you know, these kind of frameworks and ideas were very, very useful even when trying to code and think of like data science pipelines and stuff like that. So, the right way to do data science is to think of users, revenue impact, business value, and go for the simplest solution possible. The wrong way to do data science is to just find a nail to hit the hammer with rather than the other way around. I'm still learning this lesson today, and it has been a challenge, but reading and hearing from product managers has been a big help. It gives a holistic perspective to the entire data science and machine learning development work. So use deep learning if it is the only thing that can solve your problem efficiently. So image captioning or object detection or machine translation are problems where neural networks is the best solution in the market. So go use it. But if it is a simple lookup table or a small recommendation engine, machine learning is maybe not required and a well-written algorithm may be enough. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great week ahead, and please share this podcast with as many people as possible.